We're now less than a week away from the greatest spectacle in racing, the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. CJ Miller had the chance to chat with an Indiana dairy producer who will be a huge part of the celebration in Victory Circle at the end of Sunday's race.
Being there on race day, the energy is so electric. It gets you really pumped up.
And that's Abby Herr, a dairy producer from Noble County. Last year, she was the Indy 500 rookie milk person. This year, she's the Indy 500 veteran milk person, which means she gets to hand the ice-cold glass bottle of milk to the winning driver.
Last year as a rookie, it was so beautiful and chaotic behind Victory Circle. And like all of a sudden you just hear milk, 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 and they rush you out there. And then now to be out there handing it to the winning driver is such a surreal moment.
Abby told me that she hopes this opportunity serves as a moment of inspiration for her two young daughters.
I'm so honored to be able to represent, you know, our family farm. We're the fourth generation raising the fifth generation. And I'm hoping that inspires my daughters to maybe want to take the reins one day and be selected.
Abby says that IndyCar drivers and dairy producers have a lot in common.
They're putting in a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and it takes a lot of determination. And, you know, to see that pay off, whoever it may be, is going to be such a fulfilling thing.
And history could be made on race day if Joseph Newgarden, who won both last year and the year before, wins once again this year. He's the sixth driver to have won the Indianapolis 500 in back-to-back years, but no driver has ever taken the checkered flag 3 years in a row.
Oh my gosh, that would be so exciting. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be happy for whoever makes it to Victory Circle. I mean, I feel like just to be a part of that tradition, and then also you're going to go down in history, you know, as a driver, whether it's Joseph Newgarden or somebody else. But I feel like just to be a part of that tradition, it's just going to be so exciting all around.
You can hear my full conversation with Noble County dairy producer Abby Herr, this year's Indy 500 veteran milk person. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Thank you, CJ. And what better tradition in all of sports? And for Indiana agriculture to be represented there, it's incredible. We'll have more on this throughout the week.